some businesses are known by their iconic logos. For instance, if I refer to the golden arches, you know it's McDonald's. Unless you're here, or the gold just wouldn't do. The story is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The town of Sedona, Arizona, derives its name from the first name of the postmaster's wife. The evolution of tourism can be traced to them as well.
The Schnebleys owned a boarding house right on the banks of Oak Creek in what's today Sedona. And it was the first boarding house in town. They rented out rooms. They rented out tents on the grounds. And you could really point to that and say that is the beginning of the tourism.
Nate Myers is the director of the Sedona Historical Society and Heritage Museum. The beautiful red rocks have also been a place that attracted the silver screen.
In total, over 300 films have been shot here in Sedona. It was really a popular place for the westerns that were made in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Everyone from Joan Crawford and Elvis and Jimmy Stewart and the Duke, they all came out here, spent time in Sedona making movies.
In order to preserve the scenic beauty of the place, strict codes are enforced regarding the appearance of buildings and signage.
McDonald's here in Sedona is the only one in the world where the arches are not golden. You can't put 40-foot tall arches here and they can't be golden. They've got to match the Southwest color palette, and so they ended up with turquoise.
And interestingly, for a museum of Sedona history, well, they have this bit of past and present here as well.
We've got the original set here at the Sedona Heritage Museum. The arches to this day on that McDonald's are still turquoise, and you see tourists from all over the world stopping and taking their pictures with those turquoise arches.
There's much to see at this museum that shares the story of the turquoise arches and much more. Traveling the countryside in Sedona, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.